The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen, I would love to play Kane and Henri, the two H's up there. When I grew up, there was a brand called Helly Hansen.
No, because Henri's first name's Thierry. So that's T and H.
This is a bottom set you, you know.
It's a bottom set.
Stop. Stop doing that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, was it weirded you up? Because that was weirded me up.
No, but real talk then, since we're... Do you lot do your ages? Do you lot tell the truth about your age?
No. I tell the truth about my age.
Yeah?
Because I'm having a big party next year for my 40th.
Me too.
You're older than 40.
You're not the same age as him.
Bro,
you're not the same age as him.
I'm going to be 40, bro.
No, you're not.
Bro, I'm going to be... Bro, you're older than me. You're the
I'm 94.
74? 76.
84.
76.
You're 76?
You're 76.
Sorry, guys. One at a time. That was a good question.
Go ahead.
What was it? In what country?
Oh, but Femi Martins.
It depends who's watching still, because my... Hold on, I was going to cheat on my dad still.
No. Cheat on your dad?
No, I was going to, because my dad is a mad thing. My dad's story is a bit mad, like, as in my dad's older than his... My dad's older than his younger brother. Long story.
My dad's older than his younger brother.
He's supposed to be.
No. My dad's older than his younger brother.
What?
My dad's older than his younger brother. Mad thing, Nigerian. Let's not get into it.
He's supposed to be.
Hold on, let me say... My dad's
older than his
older
brother. Younger brother. I'm older than my younger brother.
So am I.
What?
Aren't we all?
My dad here in this country.
It's fishy, bro.
Your dad here now is younger than his younger brother. That's what you want to say, right?
Yeah. He's younger than his younger brother.
That would make more sense to me.
Yeah.
Bro, he don't want to talk about HMRC or what.
HMRC.
Calm down, people.
It's a matting. Even my dad's going to be watching like, eh? So it's a matting. But no, I'm going to be 40.
So after saying you wasn't going to snitch on your dad.
I snitched.
You snitched on your dad.
It's a matting.
Get him off the show.
Wait, we've
it's a matting. Wait. My dad will deny it though.
We've got to have probably the oldest average age of a podcast.
Have you seen Sky Sports?
They've got podcasts over there.
Soccer Saturday.
So whatever they want to call it, Gary Neville was born in 1955. So these men are old over there, bro. So where?
I believe some of you lot are really older than me, though. Real talk on this table, just because I look the youngest here.
What?
All right, wait, hold on. All right, we're gonna remove light skin.
You're next to Mitch.
We're gonna remove him. We're gonna remove him. Yeah.
Ellis.
Then wait.
Ellis.
He looks like he's
got his
bare family.
He looked younger than me.
Bro, he looks like he's gone through it, bro. Are you telling me he looked like he's gone for it, bro? Mortgage family, bare kids.
One second, when I first saw you as an adult on roller skates, and that was in 2009, and you're still an adult.
I didn't even cook, that was him.
You're old. You're bare old. No, don't smile. Don't smile.
Shadrach and Amanda. He's old, bro.
I was watching your videos when I was in primary school.
That's mad. You're older. No, wait. Guys, let's be official right now. Let's talk officially. All right, the age, who looks older? Who looks like they've seen more of life, pain.
So you said removing light skins.
I'm going to say, no, remove him, the shape ups, whatever.
But you know, so he's removed as well, your hair. So that would suggest...
Us men now.
That you're quite older,
isn't it? It's us men.
I'll be real, Margs looks young, so you've got to eradicate him then.
Bald by choice.
I'm bald by choice as well.
And then what we're going to do, we're going to add the Tico pain. That's going to say 10 years to your... No? Is that too soon?
Tego tax.
Tego tax.
Is that too soon? Tego tax.
Plus 10%.
It's too soon, innit?
Nah,
it's
too soon. Never too soon.
You look older.
Now, finally, because do I look any older than that t-shirt right there?
This is poet.
Yeah
you do.
Bro.
Much older.
Nah, you slightly aged.
You
still.
Aged, from that, bro. It's
from
a
that, 100%. What year was that?
So you're the oldest here. Yeah, you look old. Then it's you, then it's me, then it's you, bro.
Bro, watch this, watch it. When I first saw you, I was a child and you was an adult. I'm an adult, you're still an adult.
No,
so
I
who
look
has
young.
Been around
no,
for longer?
You look good.
I look young.
You don't look young, you look good. Decent.
You look all right, that's what you're saying. Yeah, you look fine.
I'm ready to talk about football still.
Yeah, man.
Me too.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect segment,
good
let's
one.
Do that.
International break
is over.
Yeah, it's
Vamanos.
Over.
Vamanos.
Vamanos.
It wasn't bad though, you know.
It weren't.
I actually enjoyed watching a bit of international football. Thank you, Lee Carsley.
All right, well, no one cares about international football.
Exactly.
Let's get back
Let's
to
get
real
back to football.
Football,
innit?
Yeah. And before we get back to real football, make sure you subscribe.
Yes, because we're trying to get to 200,000.
We're at 202. You really haven't been here for
that,
free.
Bro. We achieved that.
Done it, yeah?
Yeah, we achieved
it. Woo!
Where you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
Where haven't I been?
Do you lot feel comfortable with me saying we now? Because...
No.
It's a bit mad, isn't it? Like saying we achieved it. Like I just arrived, didn't it? Am I?
Did he say we? He's French.
I think you came on. Did he not come on the show after 200K?
Yeah. No, I was. I don't know. Still.
300K. 300K. You're on course for
300K. Not we. 100K to go. You got to learn something. Have some humility. He tried to give me 100. He tried to give me 100,000 subscriber plaque, and I said no, mate. I only just got here.
Okay. He did.
Oh
did that
God,
happen?
You did.
You're a better
he
man
did.
Than me. I would have took that. I would have hung that in the house. You're playing, Marks. I don't know what you're
I was
doing.
Here. I was when I came, it was like on 97.
I swear I came like at 99.
I want my 200 now, though.
Oh, right. The one doesn't exist, my bro.
Exactly.
Send it. Oh, what? You two don't own it?
There is no 200 plaque, my bro.
Okay, send me 100 now then.
Yeah, of course, because you added 100 since you've been here, so that makes sense. Come on, my brother. You're done, though.
Okay, cool. I want 100 as well, then.
He has to get 100 plaque.
For the first 4 years, I want one as well.
Ooh.
He was here, bro.
Politics.
I was here putting bricks down, bro.
Brick foundations.
All right.
Cement.
We'll talk about that off camera, but let's get into this episode.
Yes.
Before we get into this episode of Filthy is brought to you or sponsored by NordVPN. Steve-O's been away. He used NordVPN to watch football abroad. It usually be geo-blocked, so it came in handy.
Yes. I actually, obviously I knew about Lord.
Nord.
But you meant God at that point, and due to him, you're here, and now we have Nord.
You didn't let me finish. I knew about the Lord, and I knew the Lord was watching over me when I was away in Cyprus, and I needed to watch the West Ham game. And the Lord said to me, Nord. And that's when NordVPN popped into my head. And yes. I was like, oh, Dan always talks about it.
Always.
Yes.
It's great for watching football. Champions League football's back soon. You can save your money on hotels and flights by changing your virtual location. This is great stuff. NordVPN, this is what we do. You can also access your social media safely because when Mitch is away, he likes to DM girls.
Oh, Thames.
Wow.
Thames. We've got to talk about it.
Look, Mitch uses Nord to talk to Thames on social media. Yeah, basically, it's the fastest and safest way to use the internet at home and abroad. Yeah. So big up NordVPN. NordVPN.com/Filthy Fellas, it will get you a year subscription with 4 months free. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's absolutely no risk
that
here.
That is 16 months.
What?
4 plus 12 is 16, so you get 16 months.
Mitch still can't believe the way that you snitched on him.
NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Can I say quickly that, you know what I said earlier? That's allegedly.
What?
About my dad and my brother and that. And that.
Disclaimers.
But anyway, boys... Today, we are going to be doing a North London derby preview.
Let's go.
It's very early in the season. Usually, does it usually come up this quick? It
yeah.
does, doesn't
no.
it?
No.
It
yeah. does. Last no. season was early, bro.
No, it's always November.
You lot came. You didn't come to Emirates in November last season. You came.
It was around November.
Are you happy? Are you happy it's straight after an international break? So the players ain't been together. You worried about that?
That's a good question. Not as an Arsenal fan, maybe in Spurs territory.
Why?
Because we've shown that we can bounce back from these situations for the past 2 years now, so I ain't worried about playing Spurs. Only the fact that we haven't got Declan Rice in the middle of the park makes it a tiny bit scary, but you saw what happened last year.
Where did this cockiness come from? This is what I'm saying. Where does this come from now?
I'm not to take sides. Can I tell you where it's come from?
Go on.
That man just kicking your ass all the time.
It's been two seasons. They beat us at our ground the last two seasons. And we've been in turmoil the
I
last two
up
seasons.
In the hype because I actually like Spurs.
Yeah.
I like Spurs as well.
Believe it or not, given my history... But I actually really like Spurs. Yeah. They've been very good to us. Gave us Carrick, Berbatov, all this stuff.
A lot of players.
I like them. I've liked them. I like them playing football over the years. Robbie Keane, Defoe. What? I like Spurs. And I believe the hype, especially under Poch and stuff like that, that yous that were coming in North London was going to be right. No, but they've been half decent for a while. They was in the Champions League final and all that. Like, let's not forget. Yep. So I always thought yous was going to be knocking on the door, turning the corner, giving these lot something to think about. Last couple of times I've seen you, the last couple of turnouts, they've spanked.
Yeah, but we've been
you,
in a rebuild a lot. Since Poch levels. Left, we haven't found they our feet. We're like levels. You lot. Since Fergie left, you lot ain't found your feet. We're like you.
We've won derbies.
Huh?
We've won derbies.
Yeah, but did they beat you at your ground last season? Did you beat them at Old Trafford?
We're talking about the North London derby.
No, but did you? I'm asking.
Concentrate. One at a time as well, guys. One at a time as well,
is everyone licking my ass? Just stop.
Wait, the original question was, where's the confidence come from? You've done nothing.
They battered them.
No. Don't come to West Ham, please.
No,
I
wasn't
going to. I knew he was going.
Can you believe in the Lord like me? I was never going to do that to you.
Okay.
I don't want to defend Arsenal, but they've been good.
This is Arsenal versus Tottenham.
Yes.
So in comparison to Tottenham, have we done? There we go. We're not constipated over there. But, no disrespect.
But twice? It's only been twice. Two seasons, shall I say.
No, but the gap is just so... Do you know what it is? Go back to what Margs was saying, yeah? At one point when Pochettino was there, was I scared? I was terrified. Because I was thinking to myself, there's too much progression here. But then... Every time Tottenham get the chance to just be two or three signings away from just being in the top four conversation for the foreseeable future, they mess it up, whether it's they sell Harry Kane or...
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
I don't care. It just means that... Yeah, but irrespective of whose fault it is, that's the reason why I have this confidence, because you, man, just shit the bed.
All right, fair. Let's see. Let's see. Because I'm going to be there, so let's see.
No, so even now, obviously, Sterling was baptised in that.
Thank you, my brother.
That's another thing. That's another added spirit.
Was that a new clip?
Like, yes. He went to Jamaica.
I didn't know if someone took an old clip.
Is that new, my bro?
It feels like a new clip still. He's been baptised. You lot played a high line.
Oh, this real? Did he get actually baptised?
He got baptised. I saw it on the Jamaican blogs.
What, in Duns River?
I'm always worried about Arsenal.
That's real.
No, but it is. And I don't want Arsenal fans to act. That's what I'm saying. All this, it's just Tottenham. Allow it. It's a North London derby.
Sterling. People are like... It's like a Marmite thing with the Sterling. Some people are saying he's washed up, he's done, he's finished.
Never.
Some people are saying he's going to work there. I think it works. But especially as a London boy, especially Arsenal's a black club, it fits with his whole aesthetic. This walking into war for the derby fits.
Say it louder for the guys in the back.
He could be the difference maker.
I rate Sterling, but let me just say something. Out of everyone on their team sheet, Sterling is not who I'm looking at. I'm more afraid of Odegaard. I'm more afraid of Saka. I'm afraid of Saliba at the back trying to penetrate that.
Keep going.
That's what I'm looking at. No disrespect to Sterling, but I'm not looking at Sterling. You don't keep talking about Sterling.
Talking of team sheets, you mentioned it earlier, but Arsenal have 7 players missing.
Who are they?
They've got Rice, suspended, Odegaard, Timber.
He's playing.
Calafiore. Jesus has got a knock. This is potentially, could
you
be
You still
without.
Call him Jesus?
Who knocked Jesus?
Okay, no. What, because Sterling got baptised?
Tomiyasu,
Jesus now.
Injured. And then your new guy, Marino, injured as well. That's massive.
But you're talking about some players that have never featured, like Marino. So if I've never been in the house, how can I be homesick from it? Then we've got the other individuals.
Come, let's not do that. He's a new signing.
Yeah, but we've signed him, but he's not here. So it's like, I can't miss something I've never seen. So we're not really missing that. When he comes and he plays, then I'll miss him.
But you've always missed him. That's why you went and signed him. So you're still going to be missing him.
That was good.
That was pretty good. You know what? Because I haven't got a rebuttal right now, and I still know you're talking crap. We're just going to leave it there, yeah? But I'm saying to you, the players that you mentioned, it's not the guys that make me go, the moment Saliba's not there and Gabriel's not there, I am panicking.
Rice is a big loss, surely.
Odegaard's a massive loss.
But he's playing. I spoke to him yesterday in Selfridges. We're good, man. Don't watch now.
No, you know what it is, yeah? I don't know where Poet's gas is coming from, though, because it's not like you lot been amazing this season, bro. It's not like you lot been like shutting teams down. The Aston Villa performance, you're kind of lucky in that one. If we're being honest, there was chances that should have been scored, weren't scored.
Watkins,
they need to check him for gambling, bro. They need to check him. I'm saying it. What is it?
Well,
KG, allegedly,
we haven't been amazing. Your hat's not
you
amazing,
been
but it works.
No, but don't
so
try
awesome,
it, bro. Listen, I could take off the hat. End of the day, we know
please
the truth,
do.
Bro. I'll take it off, bro.
Woo!
Listen,
Put it on.
It's clean though. It's fresh. It's clean.
You ain't got the budget. You ain't got the budget.
It's clean. It's clean. It's clean.
Woo! That was bright.
No, but I don't understand how you're talking like this when the other day you man were crying. The last game that you played, you man were crying. You couldn't get over the line against Brighton, and now all of a sudden it's like North London derby away from home.
But
all
you know, can I give some context?
The Brighton situation, I'm upset. We were running the whole game until Declan Rice got sent off. That's where my confidence comes from. The fact that people struggle against us, They're struggling to even getting shots and getting opportunities. Our struggling is that they're sitting back, making some dumb low block, and we still manage to beat them anyway. So that's where my confidence comes
Villa
from.
Didn't struggle to get opportunities against you, though.
What was the score in the end?
No, you said opportunities. That's what you said.
What
shots.
Was the score in the end? They're struggling, my guy. If you
if Watkin puts it away, these weren't even clear cut chances. These were sins.
And you know what? Solanke's might be back, and Richarlison's not even prolific. So I just know that if Watkins ain't scoring, ain't no one scoring up there, and Son's wide. So my confidence comes from.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you have answered that like that, in the sense of what I'm thinking, where your confidence comes from, is that this is a derby, it's a separate thing, isn't it? So you're now judging it, like you said, you're judging it on the last few seasons that you've played each other. Because your confidence can't come from the start you've had in the season.
But like, we haven't...
That's what he's saying.
I understand that's what he's saying, because obviously Man United haven't had the greatest start. So his heart is a little bit
deflecting,
broken.
Okay.
My thing is, irrespective of our poor start, it's still enough for us to be confident that we're going to go on and do stuff. So with Tottenham Hotspur, again, they haven't had a great start. They struggle against Leicester City
Spurs.
And it's 1-1. Sorry. They struggle in the next game, they lose. Like, we struggle, we draw. Like, there's different...
All right, let me say something as a Spurs fan. Let me say something.
Talk up the team.
No, I'm not. It's not even on a crud thing. I understand why you may be a bit arrogant in this situation, because the last two seasons, we have lost to Arsenal at home. We have. And obviously in your journey, you're way ahead in the process than we are. Right now, we're rebuilding. We're trying to get back to where we was under Pochettino. So I understand where the cockiness comes from, but it's still a North London derby. You can't come in like, oh, it's just Spurs. It's a North London derby.
But you're saying that as a fan, but the players don't feel that way because they get spanked like disobedient kids all the time.
Spanked us.
Last season we were 3-0 up and we got bored.
Spank? It wasn't a spanking. Let's not go far.
You're confident?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're saying Rice is not a big loss.
And you're not confident, bro.
Odegaard might be gone.
That's a loss.
Okay, no Rice, no Odegaard.
We got a problem.
Who deals with Basuma and Sarr?
I think Basuma and Sarr are going to have a bigger problem figuring out how they deal with Odegaard if he plays. And then if Raheem Sterling plays, defensively, Sarr is really good box-to-box. So what I want is Sterling and hopefully Odegaard to be such an issue that they feel the need to just carry out defensive duties.
What a politician. So we ain't got to worry about politician. Listen, it's a battle of the midfield for me, Spurs-Arsenal.
Yeah.
You've got two key players potentially missing.
Potentially.
Why are you mentioning Sterling as playing on the wing?
I spoke to him in Selfridges. He's good because he's going to cut inside.
Why do you keep saying this as well?
Because I was there in Selfridges and I saw him, so I spoke to him. It's very easy. If he's
Did he speak to you back?
Yeah.
Because people speak to me sometimes and I don't answer.
And also people, you know, it happens to you with footballers as well. I've seen you talk to footballers and they blank you, but it's cool. Like,
oh.
It's never happened. It's never happened.
And he told you he's playing in the derby?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Because don't get this show up, man.
That's lies, bro. You didn't see no one, bro. You didn't see when. No, we're not gonna keep talking about his hat, bro. He's telling straight lies. Erdogan's gonna tell him, yeah, poet, I'm playing on the when? Why would he say that to you?
Why not?
Why? Why is he gonna say? Why is he gonna give away team information like that?
It's not like the Man United. You know, the Man United players hate you lot.
Man United, they love us, bro. Maybe Bar Rashford.
Di Maria. Rashford.
Whoa. Hey, listen, we're not deflecting right now because do you know what?
Man.
What we have to do, yeah? Because the Arsenal man, the chest is there early in the season. There's chest for no reason. And then when we get really into the season, we start to see the truth of the Arsenal fans. You, man, that chest, after 20 years of no success, is a mad thing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be at the table talking like this. Yeah. And the killer is,
Humble yourself.
Have become them. Because you, man, remember when you lot were doing title charge, remember that thing that you was doing when you was good for like 3 under the Poch years? Did you win anything?
No.
Did they win anything?
They won the FA Cup with Emery's
team, really, with the Aubameyang and them, man. But in the last 5 years, they haven't cooked. They've got close and shit the bed. So I don't know where this chest is coming from today.
Can I ask you one question?
No, answer the question.
Can I ask you a question? But then I'm going to go on to, it's part of the equation.
Answer the question, then ask a question.
That's a mad thing. Answer the question. Where's the chest coming from after 20 years of depression, bro? Where's the chest coming from after not winning for 5 years? I don't understand the chest.
So
it's
now,
a cardio chest.
Cool. Can I answer? First of all, I can see your mass is pretty bad because we won something in 2020 and it's 2024. So that's the next part. The next part, Ellis, since you first saw him in like roller skates, did you ever imagine he would be this angry?
No.
But listen, because I do get angry with Arsenal fans, bro. This is the thing.
So it's personal.
Wait. Chill. Now answer the question.
But I can see now it's a hidden agenda. It's personal hate.
It's
he has
personal,
for Arsenal.
Because he brings up.
And remember, the whole arrogance stems from me playing them guys. And we can all agree them guys are not good. So why are you angry about me?
This is what I'm saying. What are we doing here? Hold on. I'm back in the thing, bro.
I think we're good. We're not great. We're not great, but we're good.
Is it fair to say Spurs are not good?
I don't think Spurs are not good completely, but if you look at consistency, you would think Arsenal are going to go there and get a result.
But I agree. Wait, hold on. My thing was, I agreed with that. I said, Arsenal, where they are in their process, they're way ahead of us. Like, you're title challenging. They got a better team than us right now. They're doing their thing. So I understand why he's confident. What I didn't understand was the cockiness. Your thing was like dismissing. Ah, it's just
Craig,
Spurs. That's where
right. You said you've been in turmoil. Was that the right
I
word?
I said that.
For the last 2 years.
Turmoil?
What was the word you used?
We're rebuilding.
Turmoil.
No, but I wouldn't say you...
We're rebuilding.
I thought you said that.
That's what happens when you... They rebuilded. They lost Wenger. They rebuilded and things weren't great and we were above them. Now it's flipped.
But what I'm saying is, do you really think it's been like that? Because I thought you've been unlucky. There's like one or two...
No, we ain't been good, bro. No? We had Eric Dier. We had dead players, bro. We had Emerson Royal at right back. Like, we went through the trenches. Ben Davis. We got a decent team now. Cook it. Like, it's, I like the players we have now.
So I want to ask you about the team that you have, because I feel like it's a young team. There's a lot of young players in there, isn't it? Arsenal ain't particularly old, but does the game feel a bit like,
I think,
youth versus experience?
It's experience, yeah.
It's because we have a lot of experience because our younger players have played a lot more games. They've got some good young players, like the Swedish boy they got in the middle of the park. Oh, I rate these guys that they've got, but in terms of our business plan in comparison to theirs, Ange's been there 1 year. He's now promised to win trophies this season. Now, he can't prioritise, or he says that he usually wins trophies. So yeah. I imagine he was going to want to win something this season. And as we can see, the Premier League is difficult, you know. Sometimes, if you've got a squad like Man City, you can say, we're going to try and win multiple trophies. If you've just got an 11, you've got to prioritise one trophy and go for that. Jose Mourinho used to do it all the time. So essentially, we are going for the league. So I'm confident when we play teams in the league. Now, if we're playing you in the FA Cup, the League Cup or something, I might go, do you know what? I don't know, because that's the one competition where you feel like you might be able to win. But on the weekend, when we play you in the league, you've got a young team that's inexperienced, don't understand how to really contest in the league. We've gone 2 years trying to win the league. So a game like you, confident. Game like Man City.
See the hand.
Can I talk
you? See the hand.
Hey,
you see that? You see what I'm saying? Well,
let's see how this plays out. Hey, let's have a quick team meeting. Listen, quick team meeting, bro. Me and let's talk, bro. How he's talking to you is very
We're not on the same team.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm late.
Your whole game is ruined.
Before we even start, I just want to say Arsenal and Tottenham. Welcome to the show.
Why have we put them together? Why have we put them next to each other, the Chelsea fans? That shouldn't happen. Have you got a Chelsea tattoo as well?
No.
Thank God.
No, but real talk, back to it though. I don't like the way he's talking to you.
He's not talking to me. He's talking to Spurs.
He's talking about your team, but you have to level up.
Personal. Yeah, but
no, level up,
bro. Let me tell you something, yeah? I don't rate Daniel Levy. I don't rate him. So the way he operated our club and he's done so over the last 20 years, I haven't rated it. So there's a part of me which I understand what he's saying because we haven't leveled up. We haven't made... But these are the facts, though. Every other club here, barring that dead club there, no one's invested in their...
That's
no,
out of order.
Like, Spurs haven't invested in our club the way all these other teams have.
That's
a fact. We've always been at a disadvantage.
And you spent 200 and something. And you spent...
We just broke our summer transfer this summer, 65 million. You lot been cleared that time ago, years ago you lot broke.
Over the last couple of seasons, you spent like close to 200 million though.
Yeah, but we don't pay the wages. That's just one thing. What about the wages? We don't pay the wages that other clubs at these tables play, apart from West Ham.
Savage Dan's come and he's caused a bit of chaos. It's not your fault though. It's not your fault. Everyone got excited.
Oh, hold on, wait. Is this the... Oh, that's the...
You see, one second, bro. When you was talking about experience, it's like the way that Arsenal have gelled together, Spurs seem like they're 3 years behind that. So they have a lot of good players, but they're not, like, they haven't got the conviction.
3 years behind who?
Arsenal.
Yeah, definitely.
Why you get so angry?
I'm always talking about you lot, because we finished above you and you last season. So, and people were saying we're not good at the table. We finished above you lot, and that was Ange's first season.
I've got a hot take. Listen, guys, I don't think anyone's behind Arsenal, you know?
What?
Oh, that's a hot take. Go on, no,
I like it. Let him go.
Let him cook.
He's spilling bear chicken on the mic.
They have been playing sick for 2 years and not won a thing. No one is behind them, bro. No one. Behind what?
A team that's advanced, playing well and closer to challenging for a title than you.
You've been challenging them.
No, we haven't. It's 2 years. You've just said 2 years.
All right, boys, please. All right, listen to me. For me, remember the eye contact. Like, if you're on the pool or if you're on the pitch.
Excuse me?
Let's clean this up, please. Like, look in each other's eyes. Let the boy finish what he's going to say. You, if you said something before, let the next man come in and say his bit next. Like, we're all going to get time. It's an hour and a half show.
Eye contact.
I think the viewers at home right, will like say, no, it's not.
All right, Gaffer.
Right.
All right, change the speed. This is what we're going to do. I want to see if we can get a combined North London Premier League all-time 11.
Oh, it's so original.
You're just upset because you think none of your team are going to make it. But I told you I'm a Spurs fan.
No, he's right.
I told you I'm a Spurs fan. We're going to fight for you here.
Okay.
100%. We've got to be real.
Did you say this is all time?
All time.
Oh, all time. I didn't even hear that. I thought you said, okay, that is original.
Here's the caveat. Okay, so we're going to get a combined 11. We have to get 5 Spurs players in there.
Easy.
Oh, I don't know if it's easy.
All right, hold on. I don't like this caveat. Why is it? It sounds like charity.
Because they're mocking you, bro.
No, exactly. I told you, bro.
I could name 5 that's, for me, easily, yeah. So this is no charity.
Wait, can I ask you something? Can I get one more stipulation?
Stand on business.
Does this mean how they played at the club or just them as a player in their career?
I'd say as a player, man.
You're putting Modric in straight away.
Oh, yes, he's
of
in.
Of course
he's
you are.
In. He's
of
in.
Course you are.
Oh, no.
He's in. I loved him in the league anyway. I thought he was amazing.
Was he
How
peaking?
Do you think he got to Madrid?
Let's get there. He was a bad boy.
One question, guys. There are a couple of players that have played for both Tottenham and Arsenal.
And they will never make it.
They will never make the top
11. They're
not Galas and Adebayor are not making it.
What about Campbell?
Yeah.
What about Campbell?
Is Stop, making
boys,
it.
Boys, boys, you lot are childs.
Calm down.
Children.
Boys. Let's just do the show.
Stop, we're doing the show wrong.
Shut up, man.
Calm down. We're going to go 4-2-3-1.
Can I just say this never happened when Savage, Dan and Margs were at the top, Karen?
We're going to do goalkeeper at the very end, guys. Yeah, boring stuff. We're going to start in the back line.
Hey.
Just so Steve-O likes it.
In the what?
In the backside.
Let's get our centre backs out of the way, boys.
Sol Campbell ain't making it. I'm not having
it. There's no. What? He's not in it?
What?
I'm thinking with emotion, not logic. I don't want Sol Campbell.
Okay, that's fair. We've heard you.
You're definitely going to get outvoted.
So is someone going to pick a player or shall I pick a player?
Go on, then who do you want to be in there? Go on.
Ledley King.
Nope. Over Sol Campbell.
His prime.
Nah, he didn't play enough. I love Ledley King. He didn't play enough, man.
When we discussed the rules before, we said in their peak, and we're picking out that, I'm putting Ledley King in
It's
there.
Just by name, I think. Facts. Rather than like injuries, this, that, and the other. Or we could go that way.
Are you not saying, Ledley King's better than Sol Campbell?
No, forget that. Who is it outside of Campbell and King anyway? Outside of
Tony
Campbell
Adams.
And King?
Tony Adams.
Nah, man.
Tony what? Adams.
No, how about that?
Who's doing this?
I personally would have Tony Adams in there.
I could go Torre and Woodgate. I could go Torre and Woodgate.
Pardon?
You're here to cause trouble.
You're an idiot. Take him off the foot of the table, man.
I'm just telling you.
Steve-O.
That was a serious partnership.
Take into consideration, we got to pick 5 Spurs players and 5 Arsenal players. So when it comes to centre-back pairings, I'm thinking to myself, to accommodate some of the attacking players that might be there, as well as 2 good players at the back.
I'll be honest, how I'm picking, so this is where it's going
to
be.
You have to compromise. It's 5-5.
No. But what I'm saying is, I'm just going to... That player should be there. And then if it gets to the point where it's like, oh no, we need to start, then we'll start. But I don't agree
Tony Adams should be there.
All right, can I ask a question then? Arsenal fans, which is on you today.
It is.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Who is your best ever defender?
In the history?
Yeah.
So in...
He's the one that makes it straight on the team sheet.
Tony Adams.
No, but you're saying but you're saying Tony Adams.
Can you just
one
answer the question? I said
what's going on here?
He's jarring me.
Hey, you look young. He's
really jarring.
Hey,
you're going to get a yellow card, man. You're going to get a yellow card.
I'm going to knock.
What?
Knock your hat off your head, you idiot. Bro, I've already told you.
Hey, Steve-O. Hey, change your bio, bro. Don't do it, bro.
Calm down, boy.
Calm down.
I'm saying to you, I want Campbell and King. I don't see Tony Adams in this equation.
He's going to knock me out, you know. That's what he was going to say. I'm going to knock you out with his little arms. Don't piss me off.
Was Sol Campbell better at Arsenal or Tottenham?
Huh?
Was Sol Campbell better at Arsenal?
Well, they did the Invincible, no?
Yeah, but was how good was he at Tottenham?
He was unbelievable.
He was good. He was good.
He went undefeated at Arsenal.
He went to unfortunately for us, he went to the next level at Arsenal.
Okay.
Really? I don't want him.
Does Toby Alderweireld get a...
Thank you. That's where I was going to go.
Really?
I was going to go Alderweireld.
Bad boy.
I was going to go
Alderweireld. Over Torre.
Ahead of Tony Adams.
That's my favourite.
Adams.
No, that's my favourite.
Okay.
In my lifetime, that's my favourite Spurs.
I've got something to put to the boys.
Go on.
Campbell and Alderweireld.
Who?
Alderweireld never went to ground. Like, hardly ever.
Toby was a baller.
It was only a couple times I saw him go to ground, bro.
And that's how I'm judging it. Like, Tony Adams got faded out the Arsenal side when Campbell came in, you know?
Because he was 37 years old, bro.
He wasn't. That's how old you were 5 years ago. No, he wasn't.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. We've got a good question here. Is Toby Alderweireld better than Saliba?
It's too early for that, though. Saliba's only been around for like a couple of years.
We need to go back to the rules of how we're playing this, because if it's their best game, based on the peak of the...
All right, listen. Can I make a suggestion as like advice?
Not while you're eating Slim Chicken. Slim Chicken over there. Sorry, I'm here now.
Can I just ask
you? I'm going to let you. Go on. Eye contact.
We caught the all-time stuff, yeah? I think we've got to do it based on their career as an entirety, yeah?
Yes.
Because do you know why? The average player now is better than the average player 20 years ago. So, like, of course, Saliba is probably better than Tony Adams, but that Tony Adams was so impactful, had such an impact on the... You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just try them. We got to try them in their times.
I was talking about...
He said Toby Alderweireld, not Tony Adams.
I rate Tony Adams.
I'm saying in general, like, if we're going to go, like, who's the better... The players now are just better than what they were.
I'm saying if I had to put a Spurs centre-back in there, I'm putting Toby Alderweireld personally.
Yeah, and it's because you don't really have a notable centre-back that you can look at.
Maybe let's try pick one Arsenal one, one Spurs one, and then let's just get this out of the way.
But I said that... You lot, man. Shut up.
He did say that. He said...
Good message. Good message, bad messenger.
So you do the Jigger Man thing, what am I not?
But before we carry on, I just want to get some rules and regulations. So I agree with what Dan said.
Yeah.
I think we just got it's about impact. What impact did they have? But it's crucial in the Premier League. Tony Adams only played, I think, 4 or 5 years in the Premier League, including his Portsmouth 6-7.
You lost
maybe.
It. You started strong. You started strong.
Yeah, at the end.
You went crazy.
Do you know what? Just say what you got to say. Don't use an example. You failed there.
Hey, what's Spurs' impact, though? That's a mad thing that
he's doing. Finished. But in that short space of time, he won an FA Cup with Portsmouth. He won 2 doubles with Arsenal.
Yeah.
So it's impact. Yeah?
I felt like the conversation was Sol Campbell and King or Sol Campbell and Alderweireld.
Okay, so we can move forward, yeah? Don't just pick one player. Give me your partnership. So we could just move on. Could we need to move on?
I'm going Sol Campbell and Toby Alderweireld.
I like that. Anybody? Any seconds for that? I will back that.
No, just go round.
Tony Adams, Sol Campbell.
I just want to get names.
Sol Campbell, Ledley King.
I'm probably going to go Tony Adams and Alderweireld.
Go on. I'm doing the maths here.
Adams and King.
Tony Adams is in.
Are you going to go? No, he's not.
Tony Adams and Sol Campbell.
No, he's in.
Oh, no, because he said Campbell. It's Campbell and Alderweireld.
Really? Great. Really?
No, it isn't.
He said Alderweireld. I said Alderweireld. He said Alderweireld. Tottenham's got to get one. Adams and Campbell are both.
They don't have to get one. They'll have to get five in the whole team.
Five across the whole team. Oh, you're helping me. My bad. Yeah. He's right.
No. Toby over Adams.
That's mad what you lot have done.
Okay, so you want Spurs, Campbell, Arsenal, Adams.
Double.
Compromise. All right, cool. So look, it's official. Spurs, Campbell, Arsenal, Tony Adams. That's our centre-back.
Yuck. I'll tell terrible. You why, yeah?
You picked it.
It's terrible.
I'll tell you why,
that's
bro.
Terrible. what have we done here? That's terrible, though. Alderweireld did more. He did more at Spurs than Campbell did at Spurs.
We're better off them both being Arsenal.
I mean, obviously, Campbell won a Worthington Cup. All right, great. But Alderweireld challenged for multiple titles. He played in the Champions League final. What do you mean? Is that something to put your nose
guys,
up at?
Guys, I love the passion, but the decision's been made. Let's get on to right back. Who's our right back?
Kyle Walker.
Yep, that's easy for me.
Just like that.
That's not even a discussion, but yeah, Walker's crisp all day.
We got to talk about Walker while he was at Spurs. Let's not give Man City Walker the shoe-in. That's what I'm just asking you, sir.
You lot are underrating Bakary Sagna's hair.
I'm going for Walker purely because even the fact that I heard some of his story that he was approached by the team to say, look, we're going to move you on because we're bringing in Trippier, and they obviously felt that they had a better right back coming in, which was clearly a lie because Walker's come on, still the England right back, even to this day. And if you take a look at the competition of right backs within the England team, there was James, Trent, there's tons of Livramentanos coming up now, but still, no matter what, Kyle Walker seems, whether I rate him or not, always finds himself.
Trippier has played 6
back.
Games in the World Cup.
What's that?
I mean, the last tournament, sorry, Euros.
What, on the left? On the left.
But he's just a player. What I'm saying, he's still a good player.
Yeah, but you accommodate Trippier once Walker's in the team. Like, Walker's like one of the first team, like first names on the team sheet, not just at Man City. Though. You say that, but he was bad in a couple of Euros before and no one cared.
So what about Laurent?
Laurent was good in the unbeatable side, but when Laurent came to Arsenal in 2001 or 2000, he was a centre midfielder. And
so
then
what
he
does that
kind
mean?
Of evolved.
Because then Kyle Walker was a striker.
What when he came to Spurs?
No, when he went to Sheffield United and got into the team.
So I'm talking to you about when Laurent came to Arsenal from Real Mallorca, he was a centre midfielder.
Does that mean? So he played right back in his career.
So Kyle Walker's come as a specialist in a position and then upgraded and killed it. Laurent's come.
No. Get your history right. Please, if you're going to make a point,
Can I finish?
Go for it.
When Laurent came, because he did play centre midfield at the start. So when he's come to right back now, I'm happy that he's at right back. But if you ask most Arsenal fans, we weren't too bothered until the consistency at right back came. And then we said, yo, he was good. And then when he was bad at right back, he was kind of bad. Whereas Kyle Walker, years down the line, is still pretty good. And if he's coming bad at the end of his career in his 30s, I don't think anyone holds that against him. But Laurent was kind of out of the side 07, 08. We got Sanger in. Kyle Walker's still playing right back now. So I wouldn't even put anyone in that list next to him.
Laurent is cold. I don't rate Walker as much as everyone else does.
Why?
Because I think he's all pace.
Eh? You can't be all pace and play in a City side.
Bro, you can't be all pace and be 100 mil, but look at Mudrik. You can be whatever you want.
Yeah, but we're talking about Kyle Walker here. To play in the City side, you can't be all pace. You have to have technical ability. It's just part of the, like, you have to.
He's the main name that I keep hearing. So are we of a consensus? Is Walker going in?
He's walking in.
Walker. Well, he walked in the side, man.
We're left back now.
Yeah.
We need a left back.
Well, it's obvious who the left back is. It's the obvious. Just put Ashley Cole in there.
I'm trying to put some calm into the room.
Yeah. All right, don't interrupt Margs. Margs, do one clean take now. No one interrupts him. Go through.
Trying to put some calm into the room.
Left backs, guys!
This guy's insane, man. If you don't have the right pivot next to him, he can go off the rails.
I can see.
Anyway, yeah, can't use it. Let's get into left backs, guys.
Yes, come on,
let's
left back.
There's only one that you have to put Ashley Cole. He has to go there. We can pretend and debate and just for the
people
for the
would argue cliche.
Who?
All right, here we go.
Are you winding me up?
Gail.
But who would argue him?
Gail.
But you acted like I said his name wrong.
Steven would argue.
Hey, Mars, just keep it moving.
People would argue cliche, right?
No, they wouldn't. When?
No. Is he an invincible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
David May's a treble winner.
I'm big on that. I'm just saying I'm playing devil's advocate and I'm speaking for the people outside the room.
What do you believe? Who should be left back?
Ashley Cole.
Oh, see, okay.
Ashley Cole, okay. All day. Ashley Cole, all day long.
Yeah, look, I know we got a show to do, but we can't make nothing out of this. This is Ashley Cole.
This is Ashley Cole. This country's ever seen.
Yeah, 100%. Cool. 100%.
That was perfect. Glad we're all in agreement.
Big up Cheryl Cole as well. She was good in her pomp. In her pomp, she was good.
We're on to CM. Which in my day was called centre midfield.
Or Craig Mitch, that's exactly depending on how you want to look at it.
What's it called today?
What's it called down?
Down? You can't put that anywhere. Wait, we're on CM. Now in my day, that meant a lot of things. Chipmunk,
yeah.
Craig Mitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm not your day, don't do that.
He's right.
Crack on, just crack on, mate.
That was like living colour these days, them days.
But oh centre midfield.
Jim Carrey.
Centre midfield, we're playing 4-2-3-1, we need to sort the base out.
It's easy.
Can I ask a question again? Why we're playing 4-2-3-1?
I'm going to be honest with you. That was partly my doing. Because going through the years, looking back throughout the years, Spurs and Arsenal in the midfield, it was like that. Ooh, that je ne sais quoi.
The ooh. This midfield's pissing me off, man.
Wait, I've told you before I can do it.
The whistle's blown, just play.
You give me an instruction, I'm going to do it.
And you was your coach's favourite when you were able.
I'm a captain. I captained every team I played for.
So what happened when they said hug the touchline? What did you go and do?
I literally hugged the touchline. when they told me to get chalk on my boots. Yeah.
All right, sorry, look. I want to build a team.
Yes.
Is it easy? Is it Vieira and Fabregas?
Yes.
Open and shut?
Yes.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Am I saying Vieira Carrick?
No.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
Carrick over Modric.
Hold on, Carrick.
Ooh, now we've got problems.
I told you, look, we had a problem from the beginning, guys. Right now, you want to leave out Carrick. There's no way. If you're saying this whole career, Modric has to be in here, Vieira's already.
Carrick played further forward in that Spurs team as well. It's not Carrick. It's not that deal.
Carrick from United. But you said you're carrying their whole career. When we was doing this stuff before and he talked about Vertonghen, and he said that Modric's in there.
Big shout out because he's one of the most underrated English players.
Carrick was doing Rodri things, before Rodri, Carrick was doing Rodri things.
He played for United. I'm just saying,
I'm not, again, let's not discard him though.
Right, no, boys, he's right. Let's not discard people, yeah? Listen, that sounds like Aslard. Sounds like the Vikings.
Asgard.
Yeah, discard, Asgard, four. Go on, man.
This ain't an open and closed discussion. There exactly. is a lot of exactly. serious ballers, but he said the certain formation, these two are sitting.
Yeah.
So certain players cannot play in the formation that Marx has said.
Who's the dead cert in that double pivot? Who's the dead cert?
Vieira is the dead cert.
No, but even when he was at Arsenal, we wanted him further forward.
But he can still start there in a formation. This is how we do it, brother. You can start there in a formation, but you still have license.
Oh, we're not doing all... This is on paper. It's static, bro. No, we're not actually going to go and play a game.
Games aren't won on paper.
Guys, because no one ain't talking about Gilberto, and I just think at the base, Gilberto should be a shoe-in.
Where's Petit? Where's Petit's name then? That's the perfect pivot for him.
Petit and Vieira, to me, would be the... Emmanuel Petit and Vieira are the perfect ones there.
Why
really?
Not?
I'm taking Vieira because I'm biased and I want Moussa Dembélé in there.
Oh, my God.
I love
God.
Moussa Dembélé. I'm biased. I'm not thinking logically.
In the pivot.
I'm just saying, if what I want to watch, what do I want to... What are we talking about here? Because I know what I want to watch. If I want to see a man that can drop the shoulder, you can't get the ball off him, goes past people.
But Ellie made a good... He made a good what? Point. He made a good point. There's a lot of great players here. There's going to be
They're people, not Moussa Dembélé, man.
They're going to be missed out. There's going to be players missed out.
Is Dembélé like Fabulous and Big Sean? Like all the talent, all like they should be so much bigger than what they are, but they don't quite get there.
He had more talent than them.
Huh?
He had more talent than them.
Dembélé.
Do you know what his biggest downfall was? He played for international Spurs as well.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Would you like to elaborate?
Belgium. Oh, what because of Vertonghen and how the world? Don't do that. They had your goal.
Chances. They chased some
international bottle jobs.
Thank you.
Yeah. We weren't saying that when you looked off Hazard though. They weren't saying that. Though.
Who's talking about Hazard right now?
My God.
Wow. Dude. Wow.
Well, he was in the Belgian team, no?
Who was off Hazard?
Chelsea fans. Chelsea fans, crazy, bro.
Mitch is moving berserk.
How am I moving berserk? Did Chelsea fans not do that?
They did. All the time, all the time.
They were going on like he was R9.
Is Dembélé a player that made the wrong move then? Because you said yourself that you don't like the way your club is run. So therefore, players that are ambitious, if they move there, it has a potential to stifle their career. So if Dembélé moved to, say, a Man United, he probably wins a trophy. If Dembélé like moved to another club, would you reckon he would have had a better career?
No, but that's the big criticism people have said about him, that he was not ambitious. He was unambitious. That was his problem. Apparently, he just liked, it was a job. So he just liked to play football, get the wage he got, go train and do that. He didn't actually have the ambition to be... Man is saying he could have played for Real Madrid and everything
Guys,
if he was on it. That's what Dele Alli said.
How can you be forgetting?
Who?
Danielson.
Come on,
you're just here to do madness. You're just here to do madness.
Right, and you know what's crazy? You lot are going to kick me off of this table, yeah? And you lot be listening to him the whole way.
Vieira, right next to Carrick, guys. You're lit.
I'm putting Dembélé over Carrick.
Vieira next to Carrick, you are lit. I'm telling you. The speed.
Okay, guys. Okay, I'm going to go around. Mitch, give me a
second. I said, and I'm saying Vieira and Dembélé.
I second that.
It's crazy. It's crazy that this table's going to do what I think is going to happen.
So you're saying what? Vieira Carrick?
Vieira Carrick.
Poet, what are you saying?
So Vieira's a dead certainty. Because I want the balance, you've got to have 5-5. Just because we're going to have 5-5. I think Carrick should be beside him, man.
I'm going Vieira and Fabregas.
Thank you.
I just don't understand.
You know,
I'm a midfielder.
It's crazy.
How you want this midfielder?
I don't know. I'm going back.
What are we doing?
No, I don't want that number.
Fabregas and Vieira.
What's it? What's
the table.
So you're going
Fabregas and Vieira.
Yeah.
And you're going Fabregas
yeah.
and Vieira. Everybody's gone 2 each. I've got the decider.
I've got the decider.
Dembele's got 2 there. Carrick's got 2 there. Fabregas has got 2.
He's switching, he's saying.
We're switching. I want Modric.
That's the old man. That's the mad Modric now, but it's not the Modric early.
But what do I prefer? So can I have that?
You prefer it deep, I know.
You know, it's respectfully, Poet, it's irrelevant now. Crazy because it's still 2-2. He agreed with me and you two agreed with each other. So it's
then
still your
it
vote.
What's
still Marx's vote.
Okay, cool. So Vieira's in.
Yeah, that's
and
a better
And then I'm picking out of Dembélé, Carrick or Modric, yeah?
No.
Or whatever
Fabregas.
You want. Whatever you want.
Fabregas, Dembélé and
that's it.
Just Fabregas or Dembélé?
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer here, guys.
There's no wrong answer.
I've just done better maths in my head.
Trust me.
There's
no wrong answer here.
Well, that's not how you was moving a minute ago. You know, if the guys are going to do what I think they're going to do. He was having a breakdown. Now he's
all right. All right. Calm down.
Look me in the eye, though.
I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick.
I might fight Craig after, you know. He's pissing me off. He's annoying me.
Guys, come on. I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick.
Order in the court. Touch his hand.
Yeah.
Order in the court.
It's getting crazy over there.
Order in the court, guys.
I need feeling.
And you know what?
Order.
Right, we're finished.
And you know what? Just for that, I'm going Vieira and Dembele.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Just for what?
You lot just said there was no wrong answer. Now they're crying.
All the discontent and all the moaning in the background. I didn't like it. Didn't like it.
It's your fault.
I just don't think you haven't got a you haven't got a metronome in there. Like you need
Carrick.
You need one of those. A Carrick. A Modric or a Fab.
There's no wrong answer. They just said that. I don't know, just backtracking.
How can we go from there's no wrong answer here to Armageddon?
It's a figure of speech. Of course there's a wrong answer.
Let Ellie talk. Ellie.
Order. Let's move on. We accept it. Dembele's there.
Order.
There. Forget it.
Ellie.
You see when Fabregas, in my opinion, had his best years is when he was at Barcelona and in that Spain team when he was playing like a false nine. So to leave him in a
hot
DM,
take. That's a hot take.
In your hot pink.
Better than when he was in Arsenal.
Isn't it?
Better than when he was at Arsenal.
Oh, no. It's arguable.
The best Fabregas was at Barca with Messi. The best Fabregas was at
Barca. Oh, shut up, man.
The best Fabregas was at Barca with Messi.
Shut up.
That is the best Fab at Chelsea. The best assist you've ever seen.
Yeah.
The best Fab. The
Fab just been Fab. Fab's just been Fab
was at Barcelona.
And who was the gaffer?
Unreal.
Jose Mourinho.
Put respect on his name.
Crowd, please tell me below, who was the best Fabregas? Where did the best Fabregas play? Arsenal, Chelsea, or Barcelona?
Fabregas can still be in the team. He's just not the DM.
We're going to the 10 roll. And you know what it is, yeah? You know what it is? Because this is going to be like a Royal Rumble again. You see, just quickly, yeah? I want to give everybody at home listening some names who could potentially play in the 10. We've got Dennis Bergkamp.
Matic.
We've got Santi Cazorla. We've got Ozil. We've got Martin Odegaard.
Yeah.
We've got Dele Alli.
Yeah.
Got Madison.
James Madison. Get rid of him.
James Madison. Guys, James Son. Madison.
Son?
All right, can we just go around the table? Because it's only one position. Can we just go around the table and just see who everyone picks and then have a slight discussion on certain people?
Mitch, where would you go?
Man, I can't look past Bergkamp, bro.
You have to.
I can't look past Bergkamp.
Mitch, I'll tell you what.
I can't look past Bergkamp.
You're building a team that's going to play in the 90s.
I can't. What?
Like, this team's not made for... It can't mix it with teams... Like
now,
it can't mix it. You got to give it some technicality as well. You're just picking everyone who's 6'1".
Yeah, man.
Bergkamp's a shadow striker. Let's have it right. He's not a 10.
Like, that's true.
That is true.
Let me tell you something, yeah? Because I worked with Craig early on and it's been a long time since Craig's done football content. Obviously, he must think Bergkamp's a pair of trainers. Listen, yeah?
Go on, Steve, have your moment. Yeah, go on.
That's a matter.
Lame land. Go on, have your moment.
I'm done.
He said he must think Bergkamp's a pair of trainers.
He's saying Bergkamp sevens.
The Bergkamp tens.
That was good, man.
What? Let him have his moment, man.
All right, Dan's onto something though. We're building a team for the 90s.
Bro, this is a team that is
why?
A Baron Brand team. Bro, you got heavy artillery in midfield.
Cole Walker's in there.
No, I'm saying, based on what you wanted your midfield three to be, you just put muscle, a tech in there, but muscle.
Do you realize this team is not going to jump off the sheet and actually play football?
Oh, here we go.
Now we're picking the best players.
He's allowed to do that.
When?
He voted. You sticking with Bergkamp?
I'm having Bergkamp.
KG, who you going with?
I'm a hater, man. I'm a hater. I'm an Arsenal hater for sure. Like, I'm playing Ozil, Real Madrid Ozil as well. Sorry, bro. I'm a hater, bro. I can't lie to you. I'll be honest with you.
And
this in the era of the Arsenal that I hated, bro. So I'm not saying him, bro.
Ozil. You going Ozil, yeah?
Yep, absolutely.
Poet.
I'm going to go Cesc Fabregas.
I don't mind that.
I think the point that you spoke about him, some of his best years were at Barcelona, but definitely at Chelsea, he was crazy. Just having someone that can play that position, play cam. But if we need to drop back a little piece and... he can also accommodate there.
I think, like you said,
having these big tall guys in the middle of the park, you sometimes need that little dynamic midfielder that can see a pass that other people can't see. And obviously,
Poet,
Wenger,
can I paint the picture really quickly though? Imagine, yeah? So who we said in the midfield, you got Vieira. Next to Vieira is who?
Dembele.
Can you imagine Ozil not having to work hard and just threading the ball through to the wicked strikers? Could you imagine what that looks like?
Imagine Ozil playing against a Pep Guardiola side. He's not on it, man. Everyone has to work. Cesc, you have to work, bro.
Do you remember when you said, let's just go around the table?
That's what I'm trying to do. Dan, go on, pick.
I don't like the two in my double pivot. Not on the sheet and not here in real life either.
Who?
me. Go on.
Don't like that double pivot.
Is this Vieira Dembele?
But I think when you're looking at a 10, there's very few of those, even throughout history. But the blueprint of what a 10 is probably Ozil. Like, yeah. That's one of the best 10s we've seen in his pomp. So I have to put him there.
In his what?
Thank you.
Pomp. Pomp.
Pomp.
Yeah.
All right.
Just let Ellis go.
I'm going Ozil only because he can bag more, I reckon, than Fabregas in that team.
See, and this is why I love a democracy. Majority rules.
Ozil's in. Thank you, Muggs.
You don't love a democracy.
One sec. Steve-O didn't make a contribution.
His vote can't do it. Ozil.
No, but what would you have said?
Fabregas.
He just took your voting rights.
Exactly.
Because it said AM.
Okay, so you said Fabregas.
And AM's different to 10 in my days.
So let me show you what I just done there. You said Fabregas.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Ozil. Ozil's in. Let's get into left winger.
Hold on, wait up. I'm interested to see what the difference between a 10 and an AM is in your day.
An AM is just an attacking midfielder. So it's a midfielder that is attacking. Where a 10 is a person that probably start and they pick up spaces. So it's not always about attacking. They're more in a 10, in a hole, that maybe the attacking midfielder can get onto some of their balls. That's the difference for me.
Is that
personally.
The thing where it's like...
It's Yappa.
It's the same thing.
No.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Steve-O. Steve-O.
Craig.
I defend Steve-O here.
Craig.
Steve-O, I'm defending you here.
Thank you.
Can I say, as a Chelsea fan, let's look at it from a Chelsea fan. Would you say Zola and Lampard are the same?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Lampard for me is an 8.
Attacking midfielder.
But Zola wasn't a 10. They're just different positions.
So what was Zola to you then?
Zola was a supporting striker. He was what Burke.
That's a 10. That's a 10. That's not a 10. That's in my day,
he
they're
10. He wore 10s. The number 10. That is why you lot think Burke played number 10.
What you said earlier, 25. What a 10 looks like and how a 10 plays when they're getting it.
He's up.
So I know we're going off it, but quickly, just so we can just talk about number 10. I remember Dennis Bergkamp always played with an Arsenal striker. Yeah. It was never Ian Wright and Elka. It would have to be Bergkamp.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then an Elka.
Because they drop into the...
Yeah, because of the role that they play, it's kind of... And you couldn't play a number 10 and a cam in the same team because they're playing in the same area.
But I'm telling you, one's more got to go that way, one's more... At that point was either a 4-4-1-1 or a 4-4-2 and one's dropped in.
That's true.
It wasn't a cam.
But they've done different things.
Yeah, they do different.
If you set the same formation up, you wouldn't tell Bergkamp to do what you would tell Frank Lampard to do.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't tell Bergkamp as soon as that the ball turns over, you got to get back and track their DM.
Why are we arguing this? Both them players can play that position. They can play it.
I'm glad you took so long on this. All this nonsense. I'm glad because next one, left winger, is easy.
Son.
I'm not sure how easy this is.
Do you know how to spell Bell?
Let's just have a look at some of these.
Do you know how to spell Bell?
P-I-R-E-S.
Someone who had a similar hairstyle-ish to Bell by the name of David Ginola.
Nah, one season.
Bro, that one season was crazy.
It was crazy.
Bell, bro. I thought this was going to be
awesome. I'll mention Payet.
Ellis, they're showing their age, bro. You're with old men right now, bro. I'm telling you, bro. They know David Ginola, like...
I was 6 years old when
I was watching David Ginola.
You know what? He's my bridging. But the way he skipped 10 years of life,
yeah,
all of a sudden he's become Gen Z. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah? I see him in the khaki pants.
Sorry, some of us appeal to Gen Z. Sorry. Sorry, some of us appeal to Gen Z. Sorry, Steve-O.
It's crazy.
I'm saying Ginola, he was good, innit? I watched him as a kid. I was like 6 or something, like when he played. He was good. I loved him. Like, you know, he was doing L'Oreal adverts. He was doing his thing. But Ginola's not making this.
Sorry, guys. I feel like you've got to say something sensible. Ellis, talk to me.
It's Bale.
Thank you. I knew it. It's not that easy. Bro, we're here to debate. If we're here to just go, it's this, then there's no show.
We're here to debate if there needs to be a debate. Gareth Bale is ill.
So Bale, correct me if I'm wrong, Craig, come in here.
Go on. I love Gareth Bale.
All of those, the two, three great seasons?
Yeah.
Were they all played on that left wing? Because I'm sure he ended up being a central figure.
He ended up playing on the right. Last season.
What are we doing here?
When was the day against Inter Milan? When was the Inter Milan one?
He was left back.
In that game?
Yeah, and then he moved him up.
Man said, I'm focusing on schematics. Yes, because the schematics... Is that what you said?
So wait, are you semantics. Right now? Because I'm kind of looking for the North London derby here, yeah? I'm looking for the North London derby. I thought you was going to be Bell. I thought you was going to be Alexis Sanchez.
Perez.
All I'll say, to be fair, it has to be Gareth Bell because what he was able to replicate in one season, he'd done it in like 10 or whatever he did. But I think Sanchez is the one for me out of all of them that I love the most because if he was able to replicate that first 2 years of his Arsenal career consistently For me, it looks nicer than Gareth Bale. For me.
So we're doing ifs.
But it didn't. You're right. Gareth Bale's out here. What is going on over here?
I dem too. I listen. I these man. I.
We're not even on camera, you jackass.
We're not on camera. Yeah, man.
No, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm new to the show, yeah? I'm new to the show, but the double pivot is acting better.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, so you man talking. I'm saying I'm new to the show. I'm just saying I'm new to the show, but they've been in control more times.
KG, I'm talking to them. Do you know what I'm talking to them? All I see is this.
Have you done a draft before?
I do know what it is.
Yeah, trust me.
He's simply saying, just pay attention.
No, but do you know what it is? It's wrong. Poet was actually talking to you two.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
We're not looking. My eyes were locked. My eyes were looking at you. You said, pay attention.
It was Ellis. Ellis said it's not a debate, it's Bale. There's bare ballers.
Perez, bro.
There's bare ballers, and they did it for longer in that position than Bale. Bale's glory is at Real Madrid, if we're being real. Like, he killed it that season at Spurs where he won Young Player of the Year and Player of the Year combined. He went mad that season. I'll never forget it. I'm a Spurs fan. But just to say he's out right the left wing is crazy.
Okay, so leave them.
What?
So, it's all right. So Alexis Sanchez.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was like two seasons at that peak.
After he just banged on at me saying, oh, Bale's best years, did it? And then you just said it was only two seasons.
Yeah, but so it was Bale's. I just said, I'm not picking either of them.
Yeah.
I'm not picking either. I'm picking Son. I'm picking Sonaldo. Sonaldo's been doing this thing for 10 years at Spurs on that left wing, going crazy.
He's been there 10 years.
Next year will be 10 years.
Where'd he come from? Leverkusen.
The guy has like 140 goals in the Premier League from left wing. He doesn't even take pens.
Bro, do you know how demanding we're talking about Alexis Sanchez? Do you know how you Arsenal fans are going on like he's the best thing that they've ever seen?
But you understand, none of them Arsenal fans are here, KG.
No, but then at least you lot talk for Perez, do something.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
So what would I say for Perez? Perez came in 2000, 2001. The first season, one second.
I don't care about him, fam.
Let me, because he's going to talk. Cool. He came in that first season, he was bang average. The first game of the season, he watched Sunderland, didn't even want to play. By the second season, we won the double. He got injured in March against Newcastle, but he had a great season, player of the year. And by 2006, he's walking off the Champions League final, not playing. Personally, for me, 4 years of top football, cannot talk to Son. 4 years of top football, cannot talk to Gareth Bale. So 4 years of top football means that you can't be spoken about in this conversation.
And then what about Alexis?
He had 2 years. At Barcelona, he was the reject that got kicked out, moved to Arsenal, 2 good years, went to Man United. They will tell you that Alicia Keys' performance was terrible on the piano.
It was a horrible
thing.
So
who cares about
Mark Overmars?
Mark Overmars, well, we know what he done today, so I'm afraid we can't use him as well.
What did he do today?
When did you say Perez got injured?
He got injured against, was it Newcastle, 2002? He was in March or something like that.
Do you know how many times Perez broke Spurs' hearts? Actually won a league at their stadium. Come on, man. Like, but there's no right or wrong answer here.
I'm not mad
said.
At Perez being there. I'm not mad. Yeah. I just said my vote would be Son. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it to the vote. I'm going to go around the table. Craig?
I'm saying Son.
KG?
You're crazy.
Bell.
Poet?
I'm saying Bell.
It has to be Bell. I thought we were making a team for the 90s.
Bale.
Steve-O.
Perez.
Oh, Bell won it.
There you go.
Let's put Gareth Bale in. We're going to the right wing.
Only one answer here.
Well, you say there's one answer, but you, it could be Freddie Ljungberg.
It's Darren Anderton, mate. It's Darren Anderton.
Saka.
It's Darren Anderton.
It could be Aaron Lennon.
What?
I've never even heard of
great
him.
Player.
I Darren.
It could be Rule Fox.
Rule Fox. I like that one.
It could be Rule Fox, guys.
It's not. Nah, if you're going to be serious, you'll probably have to put Saka up there in this conversation.
Yeah, because there's not been many great ones, has there?
Ljungberg was fantastic.
You've got to say Ljungberg, but he wasn't.
He wasn't what?
Right wing?
Crazy right wing.
You wouldn't take Ljungberg over Saka though?
No.
Never.
Wouldn't you not?
Nah.
Freddie though, man.
Man United fans, you lot hate Ljungberg.
I would pick him for drip purposes.
Over Saka, maybe.
For drip purposes.
Know.
But what Dan said about players now are obviously better. So we're looking at Saka now saying, boy, he's the...
What is he?
He's the evolution of Ljungberg and these sort of players.
Why is he the evolution? What's he done?
He's just perfected like midfield, getting goals.
What's he done?
Getting goals, goals.
Because Son's got like 140 from left wing. But okay,
we're on the right wing now.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, players have done goals. So has Saka hit 20 in a season goals? Has he hit 20 in the league?
Nah, Lampard has.
Saka, has he hit 20 in the league?
He's still young.
I'm just asking, there's legendary players on this list.
No, but the right wing's not really great. But Son's not there, unfortunately. So we're talking Ljungberg.
So who are you picking then?
What do you want this to look like?
I'm saying maybe Ljungberg.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because you got Ljungberg, you got Linford Christie.
Hey, Margs, we need you to start
You got me.
Again, bro.
Let's go to a vote. Lundberg?
What? Wait, wait, are we not discussing it?
Wait, here's the thing. I know a lot of people, you're not going to know who a Darren Anderson is, but did you have the purple kit them days? The away
Bruv, I had every kit. I had every kit.
Yeah, man. He was unbelievable. Euro 96.
Darren Anderson was a bad
when
boy.
When he injured. Right.
He was, hey, he was good.
When he was injury prone, you.
He was good.
When he... When did you not see him? How many games
this
did he
guy
watch?
Was average, nah, man. You don't allow it, man.
He was name
even
brand.
When I watch Premiership years, I don't see this.
He was all right. I'm a Spurs fan. He was all right. He weren't great. He'd whip a ball in.
But his context is the right wing of Spurs and Arsenal over the last, well, over the Premier League years is not great. Anderton's definitely up there.
From this list, it might actually be Darren Anderton anyway.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Craig, stop acting like he wasn't alive.
I was. I didn't like him, though. I didn't like him.
Let's be honest. We're going to have to go back and change
things. You're part of the club now. You're ambassador. It's cool, man.
We have to go back and change things.
No, problem solving. This is how it works. For the rules of the show and the rules that we set,
yeah,
we've got one Spurs player left.
Yeah, so we're sticking an Arsenal player in there.
We've got two positions to go. It can't be a goalkeeper.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Anderton. You say Anderton, right? Yeah, let's throw him in there. If you think Harry Kane's
a double border,
I'll die on that hill.
Culturally, the double border that Lennon brought to the league, and for you light skins here,
double border.
Was,
oh.
Remember the
you can't
the
comment.
Shit.
You can't
remember
comment.
That. That
wait,
was
wait,
a
wait.
Bro.
No
culturally,
comment on being light skin or comment about hair.
Bro, I should be allowed to talk about the border. I did it
well,
once.
Let's do my eyes, man. They're sensitive. Cool. Please, thank you.
I've done it. I've done it once though.
Where's your evidence? Because I swear, Shadrack could have ran
the double border. Wait, not the double border. I had a
you
border.
You was bored.
The Amnatic. Do you have Nightic?
I had a Nightic.
Oh, you got little fingers.
And I had that. No, I had a bro. Respect me, bro.
He's little fingers.
Look at respect you, bro.
All right, well, look, let's put this to a vote. If it was
then
me.
Maybe they're not.
If it was me, I'd put Saka in. But guys, we're going for a vote. We're going for a vote.
His hands look tiny.
I don't want to influence anyone, but if it was me, I'd go Saka.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, Mitch, what are you going with?
Well, I'm in my villain arc right now, so.
Wicked.
I'm going to put Bakayo Saka at right wing.
Great.
Oh, my God.
He's going to get my vote too.
Sugar. Yeah. I don't know what's fighting it. Saka.
It's always done, isn't it? No. Poet's not happy.
Bukayo.
Who is it?
Bukayo Saka.
What?
I like that. Yeah. Keep going, yeah. Poet.
Could I please make my decision in a bit?
You might want to make it now before you're out of the game.
Saka, gone.
Why would you put Saka?
Because what's going to happen is going to happen. I know
no,
the agenda.
Not necessarily, because you know my thing was at Darren Anderton anyway.
You so sure?
Maybe.
See, now you're saying maybe.
Who do you want?
What is wrong with my man's hand, though?
I don't know.
What?
I'm going Saka.
You're going Saka as well?
I'm going Saka. No matter what, I fight for the right thing. If the wrong thing happens, at least I tried.
I'm having a left foot on the left wing and a left foot on that wing. I want my thing balanced. Oh,
so now you're doing schematics.
Schematics.
It's crazy.
Schematics.
Schematics.
I'm going... Freddie Lundberg, man, because my sister also had a guinea pig. I'm sure his name was Lundberg.
You got a sister?
It has to be Saka.
Steve-O.
Oh, I'm back in the game, yeah? You know what? Oh, my God. Lundberg.
All right, well, I'll get this deciding vote then.
Hold on,
Saka.
Wait. Bro, I don't think you should go Saka.
I'm becoming Saka.
Why would you go with a left foot on that side and a left foot on this side?
What
come
do
on,
I go
man.
With?
You're better than that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We're playing a 4-2-3-1 with inverted wingers.
Inverted wingers? We didn't say that.
But they are inverted wingers.
Your manager that started success done that. You had Damien Duff and Arjen Robben. So leave us alone
yeah,
if you want to do it.
What was Robben always going to do? Robben may as well have been right-footed.
For real.
Hey, Poet gets a lot of hate, but he's actually got decent football knowledge.
Well, we played 4-2-3-1. Now this is the piece de resistance.
Yes, French.
Well, we have to put a Spurs player for the numbers.
Yeah, if we want to pass our assignment, we have to put a Spurs player.
And what happens
player.
If we don't? Do we get financial fair play? What are they going to do?
I don't know. Happen? We get relegated or something. I don't know.
Can't we just go back and change something? This is
nope.
mad.
We set the rules, bro.
Bro, and then I'm not voting. There's no point.
So man's a jester now.
It was like, start the schematics.
Here we land. Final slot to fill. Striker. Remember, we need a Spurs player.
A what?
This is what I'm saying. I knew this was going to happen.
Stop. Everybody calm down. Because what Craig was saying initially is the truth. This ain't too mad.
This is an argument.
This ain't too mad. Like, Harry Kane. Harry Kane for the number 9. This ain't mad. All right, let me tell you some players that could be in contention for this slot. Ian Wright, Nicolas Anelka.
Okay, yeah.
Thierry Henry.
Mad team.
Robin Van Persie.
Crazy.
Ooh.
Emmanuel Adebayor.
Big Les Ferdinand.
Why say that?
What?
Oi, Steve-O is out of control.
He's gone. He's lost it.
Are you joking me? That's a personal joke between me and Big Les. I made my
Nicholas
debut.
Nicholas Bentner.
Brought you back. He brought you back.
Sonogol.
Shamak.
Sonogol.
Sonogol.
Sonogols.
Shamak. Shamak.
Kanute. Freddie Kanute.
Aubameyang.
He was wicked.
Pavlichenko.
Berbatov.
Rebrov.
Mido.
Before.
Mido.
Franny Jeffers.
Did man say Pavlichenko?
Franny Jeffers.
Jeremy Aliadier.
If your name's Fanny, you shouldn't be playing ball. If your name's first name's funny, you should not be playing ball.
Keane.
Tony Parrott.
Crouch. Adebayo again.
Dale Scarlett.
Did no one say Defoe?
Come on, man. That's, my favourite baller. Favourite.
Kanu.
Wiltord.
Wiltord.
He should have been on the wingers list, by the way.
Wiltord.
He should have been on that
Yeah,
but he wouldn't have made a cut anyway. So.
Over Lundberg? Who got in the team, by the way?
Saka. Guys, I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to make the case for Harry Kane.
Being
the best number nine on this list, hands down.
We're talking number nines.
It's so crazy because outside of this Harry Kane argument in this situation right here, everyone just goes, but this person won everything. And in this argument right here, you're talking about Harry Kane, incredible talent, scores goals wherever he goes. It doesn't matter where he goes, he's going to score. But you're comparing him to Thierry Henry that has won absolutely everything and being a major contributing factor in every single team. Massive to Arsenal.
Is Thierry more effective off the left, cutting in? You see, like, for the team, the striker that we want.
Yeah.
Will you get more at a like a Kane?
Well, I give you
the... Stop being selfish now.
I'm going to answer.
Or
a
Van Persie. All right, cool, fair enough.
Or a Van Persie.
That's a good question. Obviously, we didn't see it for a very long period of time.
Dimitar Berbatov.
I hear you, but we didn't see it for a very long time. We saw it two people up top. But when Arsenal went one man up top, especially in that 06 season, when we finished fourth, I think he gets a hat-trick on the final day against Wigan for us to get into the Champions League. I think he's got 30 goals. You're talking about goals against Real Madrid, Juventus.
He definitely cooked. So you went from, as a team, Invincibles, to then finishing fourth by moving him to centre.
We had the Invincibles and then we had to sell basically everyone because they wanted to leave. And then Henry's the only one that stuck around till we went to our new stadium.
I think Henry's very romanticised, obviously, I think.
What?
I think he's cold. I think he's cold, but... I think even Anelka was the man ahead of him.
No.
You've gone too far, man. I was following you for a sec, though.
People would say that.
In a nine.
People say that.
Bro, Anelka was the guy, bro. Henry he found something else.
Van Persie's in front of Anelka.
What are you lot telling me about Berbatov, though? Number nine Berbatov. What are you telling me about Berbatov, Spurs Berbatov? That
Bad
Berbatov
boy.
was cold.
Yeah, honourable mention.
That
That's
guy
great.
Was something
Now he
different.
Can go in. He
in
can
terms
go
of
in.
The
no,
way they'll play.
In. He's not going in. There's only two names. He's
in
not going in.
In terms of the way they'll
he's
play.
He's not going in. He's not going
the
in.
The way they would play, bro. You don't know?
What is this?
No, I like it.
I love Berbatov. Like he's
and even
silky.
Now, I see him with barefoot just kicking it against the wall. Every
For no
day,
reason.
That's all he does is just kick against the wall.
I just thought Berbatov was an honourable mention.
Yeah, he's definitely honourable mention.
He was incredible in the Spurs shirt as well. We have to say that.
Who's the best finisher?
Best touch I've ever seen in my own two eyes in my
who's
life.
Who's the best finisher on this list?
Kane.
Defoe.
Berbatov.
Kane.
It might be Defoe, isn't it?
Nah,
Kane
man.
Or Defoe.
Harry Kane's the best finisher.
It's Harry Kane, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know the thing with Kane? Kane's a madman. He's just worked at... See all these other men, they probably didn't even work after a certain while, like, because they just knew they were so good. So after a while of doing it and being so good, are you not listening? Just checking.
No, but you
know
what?
No, you know what?
There was a debate.
I'm just checking.
No, you
Mitch,
know.
Just checking. Mitch, there was a debate. There was like, who's the best striker out of Van Persie? And that's what they're saying, Kane. They're saying, who's the better finisher? That's the argument now.
No, I get that. But my point is, a lot of these players, they've been cold from day, right? So once they got to a certain point, I don't think they just kept adding to their game or kept working on it. Kane's just a man, from what I've seen, that just has added to his game. Like, he's a guy that goes in before everyone, leaves after everyone, works on things. To me, he's the best finisher. But not talent-wise, he's just worked for it.
Obviously, in my day, we called it fox in the box. Yeah, but I think the evolution of football was...
Did you just say that in a French accent or something?
Evolution. That's
a French
did.
Word, right?
It's va, va, boom.
Is it?
Yeah. I've been watching Viking.
Evolution's a French word.
It was my uncle.
No, wait. Napoleon. Let him carry on where he was about to take this conversation because I think he just mentioned Vikings being from France.
No.
Did you?
No, the Normandies. For, like, allow it, please. Don't. Let's not go there. I know my history. Yeah.
No. What was you going to say about Vikings? I was going to say.
I said the Normandies.
I've been watching Vikings. I've been watching Valhalla.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, and I just know that from some of the words that they use there.
This ain't the national. What? Can we just?
He asked me. So I'm trying to get a new name for Fox in the Box.
Brother in a brothel. You're gonna score,
bro. Why can't we just go back to it? It's a poacher, just a poacher.
Oh,
okay, just a poacher.
No, but Harry Kane.
I like that. It's so just poaching, man.
This is why
it's a poacher.
Hang back, boys. This is why you should let people finish, because Harry Kane has evolved that. He's more than a poacher. That's what we're saying. But back in the day, our foxes in the boxes didn't take free kicks. They didn't take corners. They didn't do all of that.
I mean, Kane still shouldn't be taking free kicks, but
so yeah, there's more to it. So what's the name for that now? I'm saying
the full Monty.
All right, well, look, Poet's going to hate this, and I know a lot of people at home are going to hate this, but we have to go with a Spurs player. Can we get the vote going now, please? Mitch.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not one of them biased Spurs fans. Yeah, like, Henri, I think up until a couple years ago when Harry Kane really started breaking records, I didn't even think it was a conversation. Like, Henri was that guy. Like, but I feel like now it is an argument.
Henry's not a nine anyway.
So it's out of all the Spurs players, it has to be Kane. It just has to be Kane.
KG?
I'm going to say Henry and take the points deduction, bro.
Oh, we're getting the points deduction?
I'm taking the points deduction. Standard. I'll take the points deduction.
I respect it.
What? Like yeah. Everton done it, so.
Yeah, this man. Ain't a take. What are we? What?
Points deduction, bro.
I respect it. I respect it.
Let's wait.
Poet?
Let's wait until the end, Craig. Poet? It might not matter.
Do you know what? Although no trophy, although
Audi Cup
doesn't play for Arsenal. I've always felt like they should have come Arsenal anyway. They probably would have won something.
Who is
by
this
now.
Guy talking about that?
But at least they won something at the end of their career. Jermaine Defoe.
Oh, he got me. He got me. Daniel?
That's it. I'm going to go Harry Kane. I think he is actually the most complete of that whole list.
Yeah.
Ellis? Can't clean Kane's boots. I'm picking Kane. I would have picked him over Henry anyway, because
I might have as well, you know.
Henry is just shook. When it gets to finals, he's shook.
He was man of the match in the Euro 2000 finals. Harry what
Kane
are you talking about?
Harry Kane don't do much in finals, bro. That's not the hill to die on.
Let him land, though. Let him
Why
land.
Why are you defending Arsenal so
I'm not
much?
Defending Arsenal. I'm giving facts. These are facts. Thank you.
I think he's trying to soften the blow for what's going to come in the North London
Excuse
derby.
Excuse me? What were those two words?
That's a bit mad. What? Soften the blow for what's going to come.
Hey, soften the blow for what's going to come is...
No, I understand the context of it,
still.
I do. Soften the blow, man. Come on.
What's going to
come?
The blow for what's
soften.
Coming.
Russ.
Listen, I would love to play Kane and Henri, the two H's up there. When I grew up, there was a brand called Helly Hansen.
No, because Henri's first name's Thierry. So that's T and H.
This is a bottom set you know.
A bottom set.
Stop. Stop doing that.
Don't do that. Don't
stop
do that.
Stop doing that.
Don't
stop doing it.
Hey, was it weirded you up? Because that was weirded me up. That's it.
Guys, I'm wrapping this up. We're going with Harry Kane. Stop touching me. We're going
stop
Harry
touching
Kane
you.
Just quickly, we need a goalkeeper. Anybody just throw a name out.
No, Louise.
Seaman.
Whoa.
No, what?
Seaman can't be in there because that name's crazy.
What did he say?
I'm going to go invincible. Czech.
Czech was
oh,
dead.
Czech.
Petr Czech.
Is it Peter Cech?
It's got to be Peter Cech.
Jens Lehmann. In the Premier League era.
In the Premier.
Didn't you say he's a 90s Invisible. Team, though? You ain't got the... You're not, you're
Cech,
on the
Cech was
the
in the Chelsea
ponytail.
Team that conceded the least goals ever. Is that 15 goals in a season?
Was
that
Arsenal? I don't think we're talking about that, though.
Yeah. Where we are? We have been talking about their Premier League career.
We have been talking about their whole careers at certain times.
No. We said Premier League, and he played in the Premier League.
Hey, you
man
talking about man in Barcelona and Madrid and that. What's man talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's man talking about?
You went over there, innit?
Where? To Barca.
I never went. I've been Barca, but yeah.
I tried to make a sign. I had nothing. I was like, he's right. He's actually right. Damn it. Peter Cech's in it. Damn
isn't
right,
it.
Peter
Cech.
It's Peter right, cool. Cech, bro. Come
Peter
on.
Peter Cech, man.
All right, cool. I need to wheel off our all time North London Derby 11.
Do you want to say it again without glitching?
All right, cool. So, our combined North London Derby all time Premier League 11 is. In goal, we've got Peter Cech. Mm-hmm. At left back, we've got Ashley Cole.
Yes.
At centre back, we got Tottenham's Sol Campbell.
Disgusting.
And Arsenal's Tony
That's
Adams.
Horrid.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
We've got three mistakes so far.
A right back, we've got Kyle Walker.
Stinks.
In the midfield, at the base, we have Vieira and Dembele. We like it. The three in front, on the left, we've got Gareth Bale. In the 10, we've got Ozil. And on the right, we've got Saka.
And then up top?
I like it. And up top, the striker, Harry Jebediah Kane.
And our manager is Martin Yo.
Ooh, who's the manager quickly?
Martin Yo.
Yeah, it can't be Wenger because he's betting everybody.
George Graham, because he's done both clubs.
Listen, I would like to thank everyone for watching. I've been a bit under the weather, I've been traveling. I'm going to see us out with a soliloquy, yeah? That's French for when someone talks and no one interrupts. So you're giving me the floor in your urban words, right? I'd like to thank everyone for watching. Like, subscribe, and thank you for getting us to 250. No, we're gonna go for 250 next. Let's go.